Hello and welcome to the bathroom edition of live Q&A of Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Now, this is a new thing where we're going to be answering more questions as I'm at work from home doing my filming. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking a lot about different Chinese modalities of things that you can do for yourself, including ear seeds, cupping, the benefits or otherwise of cold water therapy. So do please rate and review on Spotify and Apple. And if you have any comments or questions, please leave them in the comments below on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. This is the live Q&A episode from my bathroom. This is where the magic happens. This is where the live feeds began. And this is where indeed I shall be answering your questions this week. So we've got some really interesting questions that have come in this week. The first question is from Julie. So Julie has asked, having listened to the fascia episode that was broadcast recently, she said, what are my views on cold swimming, ice baths and cold showers? This is because it came up through the fascia. I am very much in favour of ice baths, ice showers and cold swimming. I think it's all really, really good. But it is really important to consider some contraindications before you start. Because the thing about these kind of trends, which as far as Yang Sheng practices are concerned, aren't trends because they've been about for thousands of years. And there's so many different examples of ancient cultures that do this, is that it's very easy to sort of jump on the bandwagon, hear half the information, and then start to kind of think you know what you're doing, and then you can do yourself an injury. Because the first thing to say is that it is not a good idea to put yourself into kind of extreme fluctuations of temperature if you don't feel very well in the first place. So when you see people doing extreme temperature practices, they're basically well. And what they're doing is using these practices to increase their wellness by effectively creating exaggerated vasodilation in the body and exacerbated purge and nourish, which is, as I've said, the second healing modality of the body. So purging and nourishing is what these cold water therapies allow you to do. But if your body system isn't very strong in the first place because you're ill or you're tired or you're stressed or you're overwhelmed or you're depleted or any of the above, it is not a good idea to suddenly start running around the countryside, jumping into cold water or jumping into ice baths and giving yourself an injury. Indeed, I was at Lake Garda recently, and one of the guys at the hotel I was staying in told me of a very tragic story where a guy who was jumping into the water because his son had got into a little bit of difficulty then died of a heart attack in Lake Garda because the water was so cold and he wasn't used to it. So it's very important to practice safe practices. So the first thing to say is if you're thinking about wanting to try some of these, is that I always suggest that you start with the shower, okay? Because the shower is a very easy way for you to start shifting temperature gauges safely. And what I suggest that you do is you start with a nice, comfortable temperature that you would normally shower in. And then you come ever so slightly out of the shower and you do what I call the hokey cokey with a little bit of temperature variation. So you would start with just the equilibrium and then you would just cool it ever so slightly, just a little bit, and just put the legs in. Okay. And then put the left leg in, the left leg out, in, out, in, out, shake it all about. So that in turn, you can then put the right leg in, the right leg out, and then put yourself back into the normal temperature again. And slowly, slowly, slowly build up. It is so much better to take your time with these things. No one is taking your shower away. No one is saying that you're never going to be able to do this again. It is much better to err on the side of caution before you start these practices. And I promise you that as you do that, you can safely start to build up the shift in temperature so that your body starts to get the hang of it and it starts to build its resilience alongside the practice. So extreme of anything is never a good idea, especially if you're not feeling well in the first place. So that's my advice to you, Julia, and anybody that is thinking about using vasodilation and cold water therapy as part of their self-care. Eve Robson, she said, can I explain how the five elements relate to fascia? Fascia is connective tissue. And the clue is in the name, because when things connect, everything's connecting to everything else. And five element theory in Chinese medicine is effectively using five elements, which are fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. Now, that might sound a bit kind of what, but those five elements also relate to the five key organs of your body, which according to Chinese medicine carry the responsibilities like cabinet ministers in government, okay? And they need to carry out their responsibilities efficiently and effectively and in a connected fashion so that everyone knows what everyone else is doing in order for your body to feel healthy. So the five key elements relate to the five key organs. Fire is the heart. Earth is the spleen and pancreas. Metal is the lungs. Water is the kidneys. And wood is the liver. Now, there are indeed other organs in the body, but those are the dominant organs which have responsibilities to carry everything out. And they connect via the fascia. They connect by the fact that the heart, which is the commander of the body, is in command of the blood supply and the fascia. And everything connects to everything else. So if there's a weakness in, say, your liver, which would manifest itself as perhaps headaches or eye issues or menstrual problems or irritability or sleeplessness, those are all kind of archetypal liver issues, then that will relate via the fascia and then everything in the body will start to get compromised as a result. It is really the network that makes everything connect and relate to everything else. Otherwise, your body wouldn't be holistic. Because the point of Chinese medicine is that we understand that everything in the body connects and has an impact on everything else. We don't just itemize the liver and then forget about its impact on everything else. So that's really how the fascia relates to the five elements. The other thing to say about the five elements and fascia is that when we look at the five elements, each one of the elements of earth, metal, water, and wood are divided into yin and yang, which is in two halves. And there's two halves to each of those. The heart, on the other hand, is actually divided into four quarters because the top part of the heart is connected to the blood and the separation of pure and impure via the whole kind of connective tissue. But the second aspect is the fascia itself, which is controlled by the pericardium and the triple burner. And that all sits within the fire element of the body, which in turn is commanding everything else. So hopefully that makes sense to you. If anyone has any more questions on that, there is a really comprehensive fact sheet on the fire element, which is now up on the website. And it gives you a really, really good, long, lengthy, and yet really interesting, if I say so myself, explanation. Sophia Turner, what are ear press seeds and how do they work? Can you order anything online or should you be careful of which products you choose? So ear press seeds are absolutely brilliant. They are an archetypal aspect of Chinese medicine that we learn when we're studying it at university. And the way it works is that there are various areas of the body which work as reflex zones, which are kind of distal ways of treating the body. So rather than going directly onto the problem, you work indirectly onto the problem and yet it affects a solution. Those areas will be the feet, the hands, the face, and the ears. These are reflex areas of the body. So the way the ear seeds work is that there is a very, very intricate connection of energy channels that work through the ears, which have reflex zones working into the body. And all you have to do is press the ear seed onto the correct area and leave it with its little sticky plaster in place so that it creates a little bit of pressure on the correct area of the body, which then elicits a healing response. It is very safe and it's very effective. We stock a couple of really brilliant ear seed brands on the HeyU method. So I would always direct everyone there because I've done all the vetting for you and I'm very, very happy with the two products that we stock over on the HeyU method. Ava Murphy. Hey, Katie, loving your podcast. Thank you. And have been wondering for a while what the science behind suction cupping is. Do I recommend it? Is there anything I should be looking out for when ordering my own or doing it at home? Okay, so suction cupping is another really brilliant self-care modality that we do in Chinese medicine. When we trained in doing this at college, we were actually practicing fire cupping, where you would do it on a patient. That's where you see people with the kind of blazing fire and they sort of put it into the glass cup like that on somebody's on someone's body. Often it's done on the back. Now, the reason the more popular cups which have now come into the marketplace are sort of soft silicone cups, which are often used on the face and on the upper body. Now, I like silicone cupping on the face, but I personally don't think that they're strong enough on the body itself. You need to have something a little bit more robust because the body is denser. So the silicone cups are good for face cupping. We sell them on the HeyU method. We have a really good range of them there, and they're really effective. They work in a very similar way to gua sha, because what they're doing is they're working with drawing the pathogen out of its stuck place. Because what's happening when you understand the relationship between energy and blood, all of which are moving through the fascia and connecting via the connective tissue into the body tissues themselves, when the body gets disrupted, if you get stressed or over sedentary, or you pulled a muscle, or you've got some kind of damage to the tissue, whether that's through stress, or whether that's through injury, or whether it's through surgery, or whatever the reason, is that the natural flow of blood and energy through the body gets compromised, gets stuck, which hits the first healing modality, which I talk about all the time in my Pyramid of Health, that the first number one thing that the body needs to be healthy is a smooth flow of chi and blood around the body. And the minute that gets compromised, you will feel pain of some level, whether it's emotional or physical. And so what cupping does is, by creating a suction, you're generating something called sublimation, where you're starting to impact the relationship between gas and matter, because sublimation is gas becoming matter and matter becoming gas, and the conversion of one thing to the other and back again. And what we're doing with this is we're using the excretory function of the skin to create a suction, which can start to actually draw the pathogen out in a very, very delicate way through the surface of the skin, giving just enough room for a free flow of chi and blood to start working its way through the body. Depending on the level of injury will depend on the amount of bruising that you'll experience and the amount of cupping sessions that you will need. Low-level injury will require low-level cupping, one or two sessions will do the trick. You are likely to feel an improvement instantly. It is an instant state of relief, because you're starting to just gently draw the pathogen out and start to break down the blockage, just enough then for the body to then start taking care of itself. It's a bit like kind of clearing out a drain. As with all these things, it is always best, if you're doing it for yourself, to err on the side of caution and go gently to start with. If you bought yourself some cups, no one's taking them away. One of the big things that I always say to people is, don't go too gung-ho the minute you've got your new thing, because it's all so tempting to go, oh, I've got these things, I'm going to do it like crazy. If you go too hard, too fast, you could create a healing response if you kind of disrupted the body too much. That in itself isn't an absolute disaster in itself, but it's always best to go gently. There is a fact sheet on my website all about healing responses, so that you can understand what that is and what it means. And also, it is always important when you're doing anything for yourself at home, especially when you're going into cups, which is slightly more strong as a dynamic practice than, say, gua sha, to make sure that you have read the contraindications carefully. And if you have any questions at all, you must ask your GP, okay, for safe practice. There are always contraindications to anything. It's like using a blowtorch in the kitchen, or boiling a kettle, or lighting gas, or boiling pasta, or anything, or sort of melting sugar. Any of these things that you're doing in the kitchen, you need to wear an apron, you need to tie your hair back. There are things that you need to be doing in order to make sure that you're practicing safely. So with cupping, it's very important that you've checked the contraindications. So they're the questions for this week's live Q&A from my bathroom. I have got some lovely interactions from some of the comments that you've given. Thank you so much. Dominique, she says, I loved my Bazi too. It's an amazing experience and offers so much clarity. I highly recommend to invest in yourself and give yourself this delicious present. Thank you, Dominique. That's such a kind thing to say. Leslie Ann Bridal Hare says, just listen to the whole episode on the truth about anxiety. And boy, I really related to everything you said, and it helps so much. Thank you. Leslie, I'm so glad. That's exactly why we all get out of bed each morning to do what we do. MJ Bloom, she says, loving the multidimensionality of this. Super resonant. That's great. And for that, I would just love to thank you all for watching or listening into today's live Q&A. Please do not forget to rate and review this on Apple or Spotify and or wherever you get your podcasts. And please share with your friends and family, because it gives me the opportunity to reach more of you with this precious and basically free information. Do also please leave your comments or reviews or the messages on this podcast, or for any questions I can help you with, on Instagram, TikTok, and what's the other one? YouTube. Thank you so much for joining.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.